Well, Sean is not here today, has the day off, and we do have the rest of the team, and we appreciate all of their work, starting with Cam Knox with our WJR traffic and weather first, and then, of course, Ann Thomas, our executive producer, assistant program director, Brian Morton, who is always here because, frankly, he is chained to his chair in the production booth. It's just the way it is in radio. He's here all the time. God bless him for that. There's a lot going on heading into this weekend and from this weekend forward. And the Wayne County Sheriff's Dive Group has teamed up with some of its regional partners to practice a simulated emergency exercise to keep everyone sharp in case of a serious emergency. And, of course, he said he's coming back. He's a man of his word. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson spoke to the Wayne County Sheriff and says boaters should also be on the lookout for this marine unit patrolling the waters starting now and throughout the summer. And God bless them for doing that. And God bless you, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. Given the increase in outdoor activities with the warmer weather on the way, the start of a new boating season, along with a forecasted record-breaking travel season, safety and preparedness is top of mind this time of year, both in the region and across the country. I spoke with Wayne County Sheriff Raphael Washington about a simulated plane crash exercise his dive team took part in this week with other law enforcement dive group agencies from across Southeast Michigan.
About 20 or so counties and police agencies even, they practice together, they work out together and make sure that they, when we're having these kind of unfortunate incidents, in the unlikely event that they happen, we still have to practice and practice and practice to make sure that we're all doing the same thing, we're operating the same way so that we can rescue folks and save lives, or even if, unfortunately, if it comes to a recovery, that we're doing that properly as well.
Now, the scenario-based exercise included divers and support personnel using sonar, lift bags, and strike teams to safely rescue people, as well as several hundred pounds of simulated airplane wreckage. Meanwhile, Sheriff Washington says he knows citizens will be out on their boats this upcoming Memorial Day holiday and throughout the summer, and his men and women will be out patrolling the waters of Wayne County as well.
Our marine unit is going to be out there, and listen, they're not out there to keep people from having a good time, but they will talk to you about being responsible if they feel like that's not happening, and if it takes additional measures to get those boaters' attention, then they'll do that as well. Law enforcement out there to make sure that they're doing the right thing to not keep them from having a good time, but trying to make sure that they're keeping everybody safe.
And Sheriff Washington Paul W. also says he's very appreciative of the counterparts, his counterparts in Oakland and Macomb and Livingston, Washtenaw counties. He says they meet all the time, they talk often, and they believe that they're just stronger together, and that's why they work so well together.
I like Sheriff Raphael Washington a lot. We don't get to talk to him as much as I would like to, but I think he's doing a great job. What do you think?
I do as well, and he has a great team around him, and you know, he has a lot of work to do. People don't understand. I mean, you know, he takes care of the jails, the parks, the courts. But soon they'll be moving into that new criminal justice complex, and he's going to have to move those prisoners from the current jails into the new jail. That takes a lot, and you know, you want to make sure that's done in the best way possible, because you don't want any mishaps when you're doing that.
No, and I'll tell you what, I think of our friend Pete Beauregard of Colony Marine, and you know, the same rules that we talk about for all the folks that are going to be on the roads starting yesterday and today. It's going to be busy. Mm-hmm. We know that. Mm-hmm. And as Ann has said, we all say, you know, pack your patience, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be busy. But all the same rules apply for boating, and not everybody always accepts that. And talking to Pete Beauregard, we talked about the fact that, you know, if your celebration has to do with drinking while you're out on the water, it's the same way as picking a designated driver on land.
Same way. Same
because
thing.
It's, you don't drink and drive a boat. And I know that that's happening a lot. And I think people think, well, it's a boat, it's all this space. Well, we still have accidents, bad ones. And mm-hmm. you don't want to get in an accident in your boat. And as we say in our cars, and especially into the where there's more traffic, pay attention, no distractions. And believe me, there can be plenty of distractions on a boat as well. So no distracted driving, no drinking and driving, and keeping your eyes open and be courteous and follow the rules of the water. Just like there are rules on the road, there are rules of the water. You can go online and find them if you don't have them. But
oh yeah,
this is important information. And so with Sheriff Raphael Washington making sure his troops, his deputies, are ready for anything that might happen, were they pleased with I think I saw some footage of it on one of the newscasts,
uh-huh,
where they're in the water and they've got plane debris and all that stuff. Are they happy with the way it all went?
They are very happy with how it went, Paul W. And, you know, you don't think about those things. You don't think about the fact that, you know, these teams have to practice because that can happen. You know, Lord forbid, a plane crash into the waters and, you know, you have to do search and rescue. And if you're not together and you kind of out there willy-nilly, it doesn't work.
Yeah, you don't want the first time that you experience, God forbid, as you say, a plane crash in the water. You don't want the first time that you experience that as an expected rescue person. You don't want it to be in a real plane filled with real people.
That's right.
You need to be able to experience it, go through the motions. You know, that expression from a long time ago, practice makes perfect, and all the other expressions that have to do, these old gems, that they're true. It's true. We do all need to practice. That's how people get better. How do you, and what was that, the old one, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. Practice is an important part of any real achievement in life. You think golfers that become world-renowned aren't practicing every day for hours and hours?
Or baseball players, or basketball players, or football players.
All of them. So it makes sense that the people we're going to depend on to rescue us, God forbid we're in that kind of a situation, we want to know that they've had some practice too. So
that's right.
Again, I salute Sheriff Raphael Washington, all of his hardworking men and women, the deputies, and all the police forces, Michigan State Police, City Police, county officers. Am I missing someone?
Nope.
All the people who will be on extra alert over this holiday weekend, where we will be an extra force on the roadways and on the waterways because of these holidays that we're so fortunate to even experience and celebrate because of those we should be remembering over this Memorial Day holiday. Just take a moment. Just think for a moment. Thank you. I think of my grandpa R. Harry Smith, my dad William D. Smith, my uncle Paul H. Smith, all of them serving in the armed forces over the years and over the various wars. And I wish I could thank them personally. Can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I certainly can, as can you, Lloyd, thank everyone within the sound of our voices right now.
Absolutely.
We are not taking it for granted.
My dad, David Jackson, my dad, David Jackson Jr., who was in the Army, who, you know, he's passed on. And my daughter, who's in the Army Reserve right now, Sergeant Marie Jackson.
Oh, how proud you must be.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. If I knew it, I forgot it, and I apologize. Sergeant Marie Jackson.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That is fabulous. Well, it takes all of us one way or another to support. One way or another, and we support in our own way, and that's never going to be lost. I always bring up Saving Private Ryan. There's so many movies. I know those are just movies, but they do capture some of the realistic hell that these men and women went through, providing us the life we have today.
Mm-hmm.
We should never forget that or take it for granted.
That's right.
All right, Lloyd, are you coming back a third time? That'd be a record. That'd be unprecedented.
No, don't think so. Not until a little later on. I'll be on All Talk, so watch out.
Okay. All right. Well, have a great holiday.
You as well, Paul W.
Thanks, Lloyd. Lloyd Jackson, WJR, senior news analyst on a sunny, beautiful start to a fabulous holiday weekend right here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR at 7:44.